Yo, sorry for abruptly cutting off yesterday, but there were a few technical difficulties, and quite honestly, that was a beefy, meaty, chunky episode of Fantasy Football for you. So here's part two, and a little extra fun fact. You know, to this day, with all the prowess and number one draft picks that Alabama has produced, not one of them has scored a point in the Super Bowl, ever. And that won't change this year. But what about Jalen Hurts, Ryan? What about Jalen Hurts? Technically, Oklahoma gets to claim him, so the streak carries on. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, Kyren Williams. Let's go, Kevin.
What are you guys doing with Kyren Williams, starting with you, Kevin Todd?
I love the guy. I was actually on to him last year on my Twitter feed with Adam Schefter, who basically said, pick him up. And, you know, in a couple leagues, I picked him up and he got hurt on a kickoff play.
Right.
And then then it was all drama and downhill from there with the Rams. And so I didn't give much thought to him this year because I was like, well, you know, looks like at the end of the year that, you know, McVay and, what's his name?
Cam? Because they were going in starting the season with Cam still.
Akers, you know? Akers. Right. Yeah, when McVay and Akers, it seemed like they figured their drama out. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nope, we haven't. And I'm back to Kyren. And so, I mean, as long as McVay is there, I will draft that guy. So,
but how high, though? Because based on where he finished, he might be a second-round pick or, you know. Are you that much of a believer?
No, I'm not that much of a believer. But because, you know, me and running backs, man, I just – nah. They're a dime a dozen, man. They all get hurt for the most part. And, you know, I'll take the prima donnas on the outside and stack those bad boys and try to build from there. So
we had a lot of changing of the guard. You know, a lot of the older guys have been pushed out and pushed down. But yeah, I could see him easily being, or some of the quote unquote experts that aren't us, obviously. I mean, we're experts, but I kid, you know, putting him top five, you know, someone's going to
see him going first round next year.
You think all the way high in the first round? Cause I'm thinking, you know, McCaffrey,
somebody will pay for it.
I think he can go first round next year.
I wouldn't, but then again, hey.
Right. Does anybody want to pay first round for him? And if so, you're allowed to speak next. Second round. This will be like an auction.
Yeah, anybody no, second round second? I would. Yeah. I mean, he was absolute nails this year. He was second, like, as we talked about, second in points per game by a pretty wide margin over third. And was absolutely excellent down the stretch. And it's not like he was fool's gold. I mean, they fed him a ton. So I kind of worry about the usage, especially with him not being a super big dude.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if he's even 200 pounds. He's a small guy, but he still led the league in broken tackles for a guy that is not that big. So I worry about the durability. You know, he might get hurt, but I don't think the usage is really going to go away. I liked that position in that offense. I believe I was pushing for the wrong running back this year. I said go for Zach Evans, who is the rookie in that offense.
Everybody thought he was the next one up.
I like that situation. I'd still bet on him as long as he stays healthy. And you can never legislate health, but I think he's as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be productive.
Would you take him or Bijan?
Oh, Bijan all day, every day, because you know he's on parole now.
Well, all right. So then him or ETN?
ETN.
So there's two. Him or CMC?
Oh, fuck CMC. Come on.
I know, but I'm just saying there's three.
I mean, well, he's pretty close.
So him or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Him. You take Kyren over Gibbs.
Wow.
I differ.
Okay. So you're thinking him around RB4 next year then? Is there I can't think of anybody else in there that, you know, you're not going to, I don't think you're taking Rashad White. You're not taking Kamara.
Derrick Henry.
No. Barkley. Running back class.
Barkley, we don't know where he is to really.
Yeah. I don't know. It's.
So you're thinking him about three or four to be in the first round. I mean, if you're saying first round, then I was just trying to say if we had gotten into like, I thought you maybe you would have Gibbs ahead because I'm like, all right, now he's the fifth running back out of 12 picks. Would you take him in the first round for real? But if you think he's like fourth, then yeah, I think he can be a first round pick.
I think he'll be towards that 1-2
back end. Yeah.
The back end. I think he'll be right about that.
Agreed.
What do you think, Mike? Pretty quiet over here about Kyle Rand.
Yeah, Mike.
He does not fit the format for my team, so I would not be selecting him no matter where he is.
He's not bum-ass enough for Mike's team.
Yeah. Well, Sean's just firing all these shots tonight. I've never taken a shot at Sean. That's Kevin.
That's taking the shots at you.
I'm team Moore all the way.
I appreciate that.
So I think he rushed for like 1,100 yards. There's an extra game this year. So without the extra game, like he'd be like less than 1,000 yards. I don't know how many games he played, but I don't know. He's just not appealing to me. That offense isn't sexy to me either. And you guys like it. I don't like it. I like Stafford. Love him. Love Puka. I just don't like it.
I mean, he had 1,100 yards. He missed four games though. So I mean,
a lot of opportunities.
If you go on the, okay, he's only going to play 75% of the games, he might get you 1,000 yards. That's still not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
21 a game is hot. 21 a game is hot. But
yeah, the points per game, that's like second just behind CMC.
Yeah.
He got a lot of opportunities, and he got a lot of goal line. McVay likes to run it inside the five.
I don't have confidence in their offense. That's just me.
Yeah, it's tough for me just to assume Kyren Williams is a thing. Just Kyren Williams. That's the biggest hurdle for me. It's just that it's Kyren Williams, man. It's so out of nowhere. You know? It doesn't make sense. Fifth, like you said, Cam
fifth
Akers
rounder.
Was starting.
Fifth rounder.
Right. you know, Cam was gonna start the season, and he's traded off, and then, you know, now Hendo's back when he gets hurt and they start bringing back these guys. Like they don't have a solid plan for running back, but Kyren, you know, comes in and just, you know, fuck it. I'm going to score 21 per, I guess. I don't know. I have stage fright, so I'm not drafting them and I will probably pay the price for it. I'll end up receivering up when it's my time and, you know, they put the ADP or like, you know, cause I hate drafting when they put like, hey, this guy should go next. I hate that. It bothers me, but it starts fucking with my brain as they come up and like the next guy in the your next pick would be this guy. And I'm just like, no. I'll start hitting like wide receiver and tight end to see who else is like on the board or QB. And I won't be able to pull the trigger because I think the next running back he's gonna mind fuck me next year in the draft. That's where I'm at. But I don't think I'll have many, if any, shares of them. All right. I got a lot of young guys on this polarizing list, so I figured I'd hit one that I've been hearing a lot of people talking about what's going to happen next year. The Mafia is still angry of what happened toward the end of the season with the Buffalo Bills. We got a lot of guys like Adams and this guy, Diggs, as an older receiver. What are you doing with them? Who still thinks Diggs has something in the tank? And when are you taking them? Mr. Sean Moore.
I am not. So he was absolute nails in the first half of the season and then kind of fell apart. I'm going to guess some of that's injuries, but first 9 weeks, he had 70 catches for 904 yards and 7 touchdowns. Great. That's an awesome half of the season. Projecting to be one of the top receivers in the league. 8 games after that, he had 37 catches for 349 and 1 touchdowns. One touchdown. As much as that offense is solid and he's the clear number one, I'm he's the wrong side of 30. I can't bank on him being what we saw the last three or four seasons. I'm probably passing on him until probably like the fourth-ish round, third, fourth, maybe.
Here's where I'm at. I think if he's on the Bills, I'm having a hard time messing with him. If he's not, somehow figures out a way to not be on the Bills, I'm picturing like later era Larry Fitzgerald as a possible comp for him, where he's lost a step. He's not the game breaker. And I can't even say he's really lost a step, but where he starts hitting that slot PPR type route where Diggs on a different team, a different scheme, a more complete quarterback, not saying that Josh Allen isn't, but you know what I mean? He tend to hit Diggs a little bit more on deeper passes, things of that nature. I think there's a second step for Diggs on a different team.
But is there any indication that he won't be on the Bills?
There's talk about it. With his contract and how things are, I don't know how that's going to happen, but there's chatter.
Let me look it up while you're talking.
It's like 40-some million. There's chatter. And so if that happens, I'm back in the camp. But if he stays on the Bills, I feel like they want to upgrade, because part of the appeal of Diggs was it's just Diggs. Now they've got, I think they're going to, man, upgrade somebody else with them. They got to. Schultz. Oh, man.
This is a gross contract.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. I think they're going to upgrade the weapons around him. I think he got another year. Schultz maturing, and I think they're going to bring in another, whether it's through free agency. I don't think it'll be one of the bigger ones we're talking about later, but I think they're going to bring in another receiver. So I think it'll eat into what will already be a limited target load for him. So I think on another team, I'm fucking with them, but not on this one. Kevin, what about you?
106 million left on this contract.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I've been hearing the rumors that he might not be there next year. I think Gabe Davis is done. So I think he's a free agent, and so they're going to at least need to bring in at least one. I do like the comp to where with Fitzgerald, because I remember when the Cardinals switched him to the slot and then he had a revival of his career with that. And I think that would be like a really good move. I don't think Diggs has lost a step. I just think, when you talk about his first half to his second half, and it's probably the biggest drop off in wide receiver history since they've been actually tracking it. And it coincides with the difference in the offensive coordinators. As soon as they got a new OC, then all of a sudden, you know, James Cook started getting some work. And so I don't know if there's just, I don't know. I don't think his talent has dropped off. I don't personally. That's just me, because from what I've seen of him watching game film, it doesn't look like he's lost a step. And it was like how I felt like Mike Evans last year. I didn't feel like Mike Evans last year lost a step, even though he had a down production year. And then boom, look, Mike Evans. You know, it's just him and Brady didn't get on the same thing. And I think that's kind of what happened in the second half with Josh Allen and Diggs. Depending on what team he is on, if he's still a Buffalo Bill next year, I would draft him in the fourth round. Depending on what other wide receiver they pulled, you know, picked in, because he was still a focal point. Because, like, you know, I think what Mike sent us stats on how many targets he had, and yeah, he had a crap ton of targets and still was the first look. it just didn't work out. And sometimes that, you know, sometimes shit happens. You know what I mean? So to me, I'm all about opportunity and volume. If you get volume, eventually the odds are going to swing your way at some point because you're still getting all the opportunity. If you don't get the opportunity, then that's one thing. And then if you don't really get a lot of opportunity and then you get a, you know, a bunch of yards, it's like, well, you just were really efficient. So, you know, the scales of, you know, fantasy football gods will even out at some point because, you know, opportunity is opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to take every, you know, catch 30 to 50
yards.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. I know,
but that's the price point I would take him at.
Yeah. Where are you at, Mike?
I'd take him second round or beyond. It's Stephen Diggs. I don't like their offense, but I thought their offense was like going through something or something. Then they switched out offensive coordinators. And like it was winning games, but it didn't seem like the offense that they wanted to go with.
Yeah.
So I like the I like their slot guy a lot too. So like I dig their team overall. I dig Josh Allen. I'm hoping maybe he'll get a trainer in the summer to make him more accurate so he could be like Lamar Jackson going to the Super Bowl. Those running quarterbacks, you got to watch them.
He can be like Will Levis next year. All right. All right, next player. We mentioned it before, highly volatile, but still – I don't know what to do with them, man. What do you do with Devin Achane? We saw – I know you're not going to get, like, 8 yards of carry like that he was carrying for however long, but it's tough to pass up on someone that can break that way, someone Mike McDaniel will scheme for, and seems like the torch passing. Mike, I'll flip it back to you. We'll go snake draft here.
I dig it. I like
him. Are you getting all Achane? Are you getting all the Achane, and how early are you grabbing him?
I would take him. I don't even know. That's not even anything that I would put thought into. Like, I would probably pass on him this year as well. And the reason why, I just want to see what he'll actually look like a whole season if he plays a whole season. The Miami Dolphins offense, they're going to sign Tua to a big-ass contract and keep him forever. So they've got the right quarterback. Their running backs like are weird. So like he's in the mix. I just don't know how they use the running game because they can just throw bombs the whole time to the Tyreek and win every game. So that's my take.
He Mostert had 18 touchdowns. I think he's a free agent. I'm 99% sure. So that's gonna be, but they seem to like him. And this might have been like a prove it deal. Like, dude, you break. Stepping off a curb, dude. Like, you're gonna have to do, we're not signing you multi-years, you got to do it this year. And he did it, so maybe he comes back, maybe they fuck with him. But the what I was kind of saying about Anthony Richardson, I like having players like Achane on my team that will win me a week, but the question always is, do you sacrifice your team by picking them too early, man? So where is the spot to grab them? Kevin, are you fucking with him at all, or is he one of those little guys? You know, that was this year was also the year of the little guy, but everybody from Achane to Tank Dell to they all got hurt when everybody was like wondering if little guys could hang.
Well, the way I look at it is I want to know how that backfield shapes up before I would make an actual.
Let's say Mostert's back, since we have no, you know, we can't
that,
really.
That would put him at 32 years old, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a young spring chicken compared to us, but in football years, yeah, he's grandfather time over there. So, and especially with his injury history, I would like to see what that backfield look like if Jeff Wilson's still going to be there. I mean, I would not doubt that they draft a running back.
Wow.
And the running backs are deep this year. And so I wouldn't doubt they draft somebody like a bigger back and then, you know, do the thunder and lightning type thing. So, I mean, to me, I would probably, if they draft a running back, like a bigger back, and they probably bring back Wilson. I doubt they bring back Mostert. I mean, they might. Who knows?
What about Chris Brooks, man? He showed flashes too. Another fast little dude, you know? I mean,
I just don't think I would draft him any earlier than the fifth round.
Okay.
In a 12-team league, just because.
Would you have him as your RB2 or just wait till flex? Is he a flex?
Maybe RB2.
Okay. All right. Sean.
Because there's a lot of water with that between now and then. So.
Right. Sean.
He's not going to be on any of my teams next year because he's going to get way overdrafted. He had those three amazing games to start, basically. And based on that, everybody remembers those games where he had like 200 yards. So that's how he's going to be drafted. I am not on that because he had so many games after that where he was not good, where he didn't touch the ball. And I guess I'm learning about myself is I can't take the wild swings like that. I can't be there for a guy that has, you know, two carries and 6 yards in a game. And the next week he might have 150. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I know week 17 is week 17.
He's gonna get drafted. Sorry, go ahead. Right.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying he's going to get drafted like probably as like a solid RB2, if not an RB1, round three, round four, probably. And I'm not going to be there for it. I'm going to miss on him every single time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough one. But yeah, I mean, like, I know week 17 is week 17, but even back, you know, he's over 23 points. Week 13, over 25 points. He only had one below 10. I mean, 9.2 is technically below 10, but in a 4.1. But other than that,
he's got 24 yards, 32 yards, 47 yards, 73, 1 in a 5-week stretch there in the middle of the season when you're counting on him to win you some games.
I'm seeing, you know, you're talking 14 rushing yards. 16.
I'm talking his game against the Raiders versus his game against Dallas.
Well, the Raiders, he only had one carry. I mean,
yeah,
he can't use that. I mean,
he had those three big ass games to start, and then
Washington had a bunch of nothing. Raiders won game, and then Washington he had 25 points.
Washington game was pretty good, but then he had
Tennessee 12 points.
Dallas.
Well, Tennessee still had 5 receptions for 24 yards, so he saved your bacon there. And then while the Jets game, he only had 32 yards receiving. He still went 3 for 30 in the air. And then you have your stinker for 4.1, but then comes back at 23 points again for week 17. And then
Not betting on that for my
– Right. I'm just saying it's tasty. It's tasty, and that's why we're talking about
him. He's got PPR value, but at the space that I would be taking him, he won't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I concur.
It's risky. So yeah. I think it'll depend on how safe I go round one and round two. If I get, like, you know, when you were talking earlier, Kevin, if you got like a St. Brown and an AJ Brown for one of your teams, like if I'm sitting like that, it might be tempting for me in the fourth round to be like, shit, tasty third round pick. And then on the fourth round, I'm like, I could crush everybody's goddamn spirits if I take this here and then go like heavy wide receiver and pick some safe, you know, I'll take James Conner later on if I need to, just to be my safety blanket if Achane gets hurt. I'm kind of in, and I don't really want to be, but I'm kind of in, and I'll be lamenting that next year, maybe when we do this. For the sake of time, fuck Jordan Love. I'm getting off him. He was our next one on there, and fuck Joe Mixon too. Everybody's just gonna, you know, he's getting older, but I think he's gonna be a polarizing pick. Once once you get Shiesty back, and he's going to be one of those ones that maybe Chase Brown's coming, maybe he's not. Who knows? But fuck him too. So let's get to Puka, who's been talked about many times, a lot by me, not on the podcast, but I know Kevin and Mike are tired of hearing me talking about him. But it's late draft pick. Is this a one-year darling? Is it here to stay? Let's assume Stafford's still on the team, so we don't have the – well, it depends on who's throwing to him. Say Stafford's there. You got a healthier Cup. What are you doing with Puka Sean? Puka Shells. Puka Sean.
He's got a great necklace, yeah. Yeah. So he was obviously insane without Cup, but I think you have to look at what he did with Cup as still, kind still. Of the – He was a solid, I would say, wide receiver two with Cooper. In four games without him, he had 39 receptions. Absolutely insane. In 13 games with him, he had 66 catches, 985, very good, and four touchdowns. So that translates to, I think, a solid wide receiver two. So I think that offense tends to play towards kind of that physical number two receiver. I'd be totally fine taking him in kind of that 4-5 range. I wouldn't go crazy with him and pick him super early, but as a wide receiver too, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think, Kevin?
I would be depending. Well, you know me, how I draft RB hero.
All right.
I would take him as early as round three, depending on what I picked before that. Now, if I pick two studs the first two rounds and then I picked a running back in the third round, then I'd be okay with him in my fourth round. I mean, I don't have any qualms with him in my flex.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, sure.
Oh, so that's well, I mean, you know, so that's kind of how I would roll with it. I mean, and that, like you said, that's, you know, perfect picture. Stafford is the starter, healthy, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I have no qualms with that. And then I would build from there because I think I would have a very, very good base.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, my team.
He's a breakfast boy, so I'm loving him. I think another year with Stafford is only going to improve his – and it's tough to improve on the season he had. I mean, he did finish as a wide receiver four. For the sake of – we don't want to wish injury on anybody or say – I said, you know, assume Cup is back. Maybe Cup isn't back. Maybe Cup is injured. Maybe Cup is lost, you know, what Cup had, as we kind of saw. He finished off kind of good though. So I'm going to say he's a comparable number, you know, maybe calling them 1A, 1B. So that's definitely something to factor in. And again, I'm still nervous about Kyren. So I think third round is about where I'm comfortable. And I love this guy to death, but I don't think I can jump ahead of third round because I can't be blinded. I got to play this without heart. I got to play this with my head, man. My heart says, like, yo, man, I'll take him on the turn with another. If I can get Garrett Wilson and Puka Nacua in the end of the first and second, you guys are all going to pay. But I think I need another. I need another player in there before I can pick Puka again. Mike, my Puka brother, where are you at with him?
I'm the same way you are. Like, we saw his usage and we saw how he works. But yeah, it'd have to be late third round for me to take him. I don't like that offense. I don't know why.
I know you don't.
And I love Matt Stafford. Like, Matt Stafford's one of my all time favorite quarterbacks. I don't like what they do there.
All right, let's go last one as we're getting deep in the time. Like I said, the tight end is changing. The guard's changing. I can feel it. And I'm not drafting Mark Andrews next year to prove it to y'all. But one of the guys that splashed huge as Kyler came back, Trey McBride was getting every bit of work. Marquise Hollywood Brown is a free agent. There is rumors, you know, that they will maybe be getting Marvin Harrison the way that the draft is unfolding, a lot of mocks, which would definitely be a boon for the Arizona offense. A lot of people have him projected as a tight end one. What are your feelings on three McBride? Mikey, where you at?
I'm a fan. I like him. I loved his usage.
Where's your rank? Let's not go rounded. What's your rank? Like, is he tight end? Boom. One, so, two, three, four, five. Go on.
If I was drafting, he would be he'd be as high as number three for me. Nice. So I got Kelsey always high, and then I throw Laporta, and then I would throw McBride right there, just based off all of his receptions. If we're thinking PPR and everything else. Skill, like I think he has everything that a tight end should have. He's not Njoku size or anything like that, but he's a baller.
Nobody is. All right, let's go. Let's not mess with rounds because tight ends are kind of how the draft plays you. So what number do you have him at, Sean?
Probably that five-ish range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got four. I mean, four over him. Who would your four?
He was quite good. I'm still going to roll with Kelsey until he tells me not to.
You might.
I do still Laporta I've got ahead of him. And I would probably have Mandrews still.
Okay.
So I guess that 4-5 range is kind of where I would slot McBride in. Don't hate it. I think he'd be good. He's not going to be on any of my teams just because I don't ever draft that tight end range, but right. Yeah, he's been super good. He's had at least 5 targets every game in the last 12. I mean, that's insane for a tight end.
I mean, from week 8 to 15, he had 4 games over 20 points. Yeah, that just makes me so excited.
He's super good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the targets, like you mentioned. But, I mean, he's had even 10 receptions multiple times of the year. It's just filthy. Kevin, what number?
I would say in the 4-5 range. And Sean sounds like a very intelligent drafter. So because we have a lot of the same similarities. As far as McBride's productivity, that coincided with Hollywood Brown's injury. So that could zap from that. I mean, so who knows if Hollywood Brown is going to be on the cards next year or not, whatever. But I kick myself for not picking up McBride in leagues last year. I mean, that might have put me over the top on a couple, but whatever. It is what it is. But no, I put him in the 4-6 range so for next season.
Next year, you can join me on carrying way too many tight ends and picking them all up. I pick like 2 to 3 up per week after I start panicking and freaking out. Even though I'm gonna punt the position, but I'm gonna way overstress and over free agent it for the rest of the season. So I'm gonna get Logan Thomas, Taysom Hill, and McBride, and Matt Mayer all in 1 week because fuck it. That's why I'm going 5 blades. All right. Real quick, I'm coming up on 2 full hours here. Free agents next year. What will be exciting for running backs? Running back needy teams. Let's just go around real quick without getting too far in depth. Where you think this running back's going to go and where you want them to go. Let's start with Tony Pollard. Kevin,
I think he'll go to the Bengals, and I want him to go to the Bengals.
Nice. Man, that would be something, dude. I like it.
I think that would be the thunder to the lightning, and I think that would be like a perfect pair. And, you know, I love Bet. Chase Brown and all, but he's got fifth round capital. So,
yeah,
you know how fifth round capital goes. But then again, hey,
he becomes Isaiah Pacheco.
All right, Sean Williams,
where are you at?
I'm going to go Chargers would be fun. I think he ends up on, I'll say Washington. Just Ooh. To stick it to Dallas.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. You think Harbaugh can pass by Corum? You know, how can he pass by Corum?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's got to be on their team next year. I don't know if I can put any free agent on.
Yeah.
I feel he's going to be.
I don't think they have any cap space, but still, it seems like a fit for me.
Mike, where are you feeling for Pollard?
Minnesota. That's it. That's all I got. Vikings.
That's where I was at, too. That's where I was at, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 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 I feel like he's a step up from Madison, and they kind of like that, like, hybrid. Yeah, and I think they keep, like, Chandler as well. And so, you know, that's where I was at, too. All right, let's roll on. Next, big one, Kwan, who, you know, it seems like he was going to be a giant forever. Mike, where's he going to go?
I have no clue on him.
Like, where do you want him to go, then?
I want him to go to Chicago. I want him to be a Bear.
That's right.
That's where I want him to go.
It's not out of the realm, no, dude.
It's not out of it. They got money.
So what do you think, Sean? That's my pick.
Heart says Bears. Head says going back to the Giants.
Wow. You think they're gonna? Do you think? Yeah. Wow. Well,
I think they'll come to a number for an extension. Yeah.
You don't think he wants to win though? Bears.
If he has money, who cares? People go play for the Panthers. I mean, who gives a shit?
All right, Kevin. What about you?
I would like for him to play for the Bears, but I'm going to go. I'm going to get a little spicy here. I think he's going to go to the Ravens.
That would be a fun fit. That'd be a really fun fit.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are saying King Henry. I think Barkley would be a better fit.
I see that. Yeah. I was kind of thinking that for Jacobs, who we're going to go to next. So that I like that. I like that destination, but I think it's going to be Jacobs, man.
Okay.
So where are you at with Jacobs then?
Cowboys.
Ooh.
I think he's going to go to the Cowboys because the Cowboys are going to want no pussyfooting running back. They're going to want somebody that's going to put their head down. And he's still pretty young. He has a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of miles, but he's still pretty young.
Younger than Najee Harris. That's always the stat I like to
hear. Yeah, I would not doubt at all that Jacobs is wearing the star next season.
Trying to get that ring, Sean.
I think he's going to be wearing three stars on his helmet because he's going to be a Titan. Yeah.
I don't love that space. I don't love that for him.
No, I don't love that makes sense. At all. But it makes Spears, sense. I don't like that at
it
all.
It makes sense. Yeah.
It does. But they're going to. Yeah. Well, I don't
know. It's. Yeah. They're going to need to move on. They got Tyjae Spears, who I like a lot, but they need an actual bell cow. And Derek's going to be gone. So, they'll spend money. They'll throw a ton of money at Jacobs for no real reason. Because they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Mike.
If I was the Chargers, I'd try and get him. I think he'd be a good fit for the Chargers and play the same role as Eckler down the line and get Eckler somewhere else, get him a new home. So that's my pick.
Yeah, I feel like they need a little bit more beef because they're going to be, they got to patched together everything, man. Like, you got Williams coming off an injury, Allen another year older, and Q is still trying to locate that last pass. So it's going to be rough.
What a bust.
Hey, man, he may come back. I still have hope for him. I still have hope for him, that catch radius. All right. Speaking of wide receivers, then, I did not include Pittman because I think he's going back to Indy for you, Mike, because I know you're a big fan. But what Agreed. Do you think, T Higgins? That's like the big prize. That's the one everybody's, you know, probably going to pay the highest amount of money for, and it won't be Cincinnati. So where's he going to be, Mike?
I don't know who the quarterback is in Cleveland, but that would be fun with him and Amari. But my gut
It's tells Uncle me, Touchy. We talked about this.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely Uncle Touchy in his puzzle.
It's thing. Definitely Uncle Touchy yeah. with that contract.
I feel in my heart that he's going to die and they're going to send him to Tennessee. So it's going to be him and Hopkins and whoever else there, but they're going to have a wide receiver room for Levis to get busy with vets.
I would love that just as a dynasty Levis owner, but that's just be- even with all those weapons, it's still not going to happen, but I still like it. Sean.
I think he's going to be good.
Why don't you think it's going to be the Bengals?
I just don't think they're going to spend the money on it.
Yeah, I don't think they have the cap space.
They have a ton of cap space.
Yeah.
I just don't. They have $60 million in cap space.
Damn.
I'm going to say no. But if you, that's your guess, I'll go with it.
That's my – if I had to pick, he's going back to the Bengals. But if I want to be fun, I would love to see him in a Bears uniform. Put him opposite DJ Moore for Caleb Williams. My God. Talk about just absolute ass-kicking. Because I think you're not going to get the – I think – so there's three great receivers in this draft. Harrison's going to be gone, obviously. And then there's Roma Dunze from Washington and Malik Nabers from LSU. I think they're both going to be gone by the time the Bears pick at 9. So the Bears, it would behoove them to try to grab that wide receiver 2 in free agency versus hoping one's going to be there for them at 9. So T. Higgins would be obviously the best possible wide receiver 2 you could get. And in this now McVay-ish system, they do tend to go for bigger receivers. And, you know, T. Higgins, big dude, would fit in quite nicely at that wide receiver 2. I would love it.
I don't
think he's coming. I think he's going back to Cincy.
Kevin.
Once again, Sean Moore is a genius, and he would be going to the Bears.
That'd be so nice.
I just because there's been rumors for the last year and a half that they're either going to trade for him or whatever else. But he's also on my don't draft list. That was another name on my don't draft list was Higgins, because that guy has fucked me for 2 fucking years. Okay. I love the guy.
Did he buy you a ring?
Of the talent, but he has hosed me so many times in fantasy football.
Yeah.
Because, oh, hey, look. And man, game time decision. He's out. It's like, bro. But anyway, yeah. You would think
if a guy's been fucking you for 2 years, at least propose.
No. Doesn't even know his last name.
Or buy him a drink. But anyway, whatevs. Neither here nor there. No, but that's my thing. I think that he would fit perfectly with the Bears. So they have cap space. They want weapons. They're going to have another rookie contract with, the first and what is it, the 9th or 10th pick they have. They're going to be in good shape 9th. As far as the cap goes. So yeah, they can afford to sign some people.
I'm going to go with tired of being second fiddle, wants to be the man, you got to be the man. It might not be the most sexiest place to be, but I think they'll back up the truck and they're desperate. Carolina Panthers.
That's one I thought too. That was also on my list. If he actually just wants to be like, give me all of the money, I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Like, just pay me. I'm going to get all the targets. Yeah. There's nobody here that's even close on my level. I'm the whole offense here, and they are paying me and going to promote me as such, because what the fuck else are they going to do?
Yeah. No, I totally agree on that, too.
Isn't Thielen still there? I mean, yeah.
His colostomy bag is slowing him down, man. Like, the and I mean, you know, it's they traded away their big dog, and they then and Mingo's not it, and it's just he was there, and Mingo's had opportunity. Everybody talks about Quentin or any of the other busts. Mingo was meh. I mean, he didn't take any plays off. He was on the field the whole time. He got targeted. He just would be solidly like 30-3 or something, man. Like, they need something, because they spent a lot to get a number one draft pick, and they need to give him some help. And now, and they're going to spend money for it.
Speaking of colostomy, over your right shoulder, is that a Cologuard box?
Yeah, man, I talked about it actually.
on a different pod. With
on
Curtis.
A different podcast, yeah.
I must have missed that one.
It's my shit bucket, is what
seriously,
I call it.
I was like, I was looking at that. I'm like, I know what that logo is.
The logo is, yeah.
Sean, I like to call you a nerd, but oh my God, you just totally like upped your level of nerd.
It's, which
is a term of endearment for me.
I don't know if it's our.
I appreciate it.
Marketing or our age or whatever kind of nerd that makes you, but
hey, shit in this box and send it back to us, please.
Right. What was that? That was Woody Harrelson from SNL too. That skit was hilarious. But yeah, that's my shit bucket. All right.
Can I tell you that
I'd rather do it in a bag and set it on fire on a porch.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
This box back here behind me, this one right here. This will be the second podcast. Every Paniacs are tired of hearing about it.
Yeah,
this box right back here. They sent it to me. I was supposed to take a dump in it and send it back in so they can
check your poop, see if you got colon cancer.
Yeah.
One too, and I've yet to shit in it. So
no, because like I've heard of that, like if you test positive or something, they charge you literally up the ass for it as like it being diagnostic.
Ba-dum-bum.
Right. So they send me texts all the time, but yeah, all right, man.
When are you gonna poop in this box?
Yeah, hey, basically.
Man. Yeah,
you got you 5 days left. I'm like, cool. I'm like, cool, fine. I got 5 days left. What are you gonna do? And 10 days later, they text me again, like, have you pooped in the box yet? And I'm like, no, man, I haven't.
And so, my shit in that box.
So now it's like my battle with them. I'm not doing it. All right. Mike Evans. Has he pooped in a box yet, Mike? Now, where's he going to poop in a box at next year?
I'm going to go with the same theme. He's got to stay there. He's a legend there. He's setting all the records there. They got money to pay him, right? I don't know if they do or not, but they got to find a way to keep him. He's got to end his career there.
He's going to ride the storm out in Tampa Bay. Does everybody else think so?
He's going back to Tampa.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Where's he going?
Dub. Bears.
No, he's not.
That's such a Bears move. It's such
he's
a Bears
not
move.
Coming to the Bears.
I don't think so. That's man, that's a we're one piece away from hoisting type of move, and we're not there.
Like if he wants to go chase some cash,
like Kansas City,
Muhammad Texas. Move. Muhammad Texas. Move.
Texans.
They're stacked, too.
That'll
they're stacked at wide receiver, man.
They got Nico and Tank. They don't really have, like, a 1-1. I mean, they've got two guys that are both solid twos.
Yeah.
You guys don't like Noah Brown? Noah Brown proved to be good.
Noah Brown, and then
– speaking of solid twos. Noah Brown is not in.
Who is that? Bobby Trees not under contract?
Man, come on. We're talking Mike Evans, and you guys are bringing up Noah Brown and Bobby Trees. Oh, it would be dope if they had Evans,
right.
Nico, and then you got Dell. Dell can do whatever the fuck he wants at that point. That would be insane.
There, yeah.
That would be fun. Bobby Trees and Noah Brown are not commanding that,
right,
that kind of attention, man. Dell might actually live to see a full season if Evans went there.
If we go only hope.
Yeah. He's gonna break. He's got Achan syndrome. And then finally, what everybody's been waiting for.
Oh, drum roll.
Where the hell is Calvin Ridley gonna play next year?
Those leagues that are combining.
I was about to say.
I don't know the name
XFL
of them.
And USFL.
That's where NFL. I got him. Whatever. You can't take time off football and then come back and expect to be somebody. And you're gonna flash all the time, but this has all the Josh Gordon written all over it, and they just need to let him go now.
Oh.
Did you say Josh Gordon? I'm all in now.
You just piqued Sean's interest.
I'm in.
Yeah, you got the sweet leap going.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I'm all in for him. Yeah.
Someone's definitely going to take a chance on him.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You got nothing.
So if
okay, please.
If Jackson's, there's a weird thing in his contract. If Jacksonville re-signs him, they have to give up a second rounder to Atlanta.
Oh, really? That.
If he walks, they have to give up, like that. It's a conditional pick. So if he walks, they have to give up a third, I think. And if they re-sign him, they have to give up a second. So I don't think there's any way that they're going to give up a second for him.
No, I wouldn't.
God, I hate it.
He's going to be 30.
Yeah, he wouldn't look bad as a wide receiver too in a McVay system on the Bears.
Stop it,
I don't love it, but he would. He actually wouldn't look very bad in that. As long as you're not counting on him to do too much. He had 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns last season. What are we talking about? He's as a number two, it'd be not bad.
No, that's not bad. No, but that's what you want from a number two. So
as a two, I'm saying, yeah, to be the second fiddle to DJ. Is it the worst thing you've ever heard?
No.
Ryan?
No, I just don't see it happening. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. I don't think Hollywood's coming back to Arizona, so I see that as a possible spot to him because I don't think he's going to command. If they do get Marvin, I think they'll need somebody to help ease that pressure. I think he's higher up on the food chain than some of the other free agents, but they have a lot of holes, so I don't think they're going to be in the upper end of the wide receiver spending spree, but I think he'd be a quote-unquote marketable enough to be like a signing and someone to take some attention off the rookie. And I also can see him, I don't know what Beckham's status is, but I could see him as like a Beckham replacement in Baltimore too. As I
Beckham's
see there.
A free agent.
Yeah. So I could see him as a Beckham replacement there as they continue to try to help out Lamar, and not draft. So that's, I think both of those teams are going to pick somebody that's down a couple notches from the big dogs, and that's where you're at. I don't think Hollywood is going back to either of those teams. So I think that Ridley
Hollywood
is,
back to Baltimore would be so much fun just for the chaos of it.
Get the band back together.
I'd pay for it.
What did they get for him? I would love to research like what they got.
Oh, I'll look
like to like you, pair up.
You vamp him. And I'll look it up for you.
All right, man. Before we go, and Sean, nimble of fingers, who's winning the Super Bowl? Mike Butler, your daughter's first Super Bowl.
Oh, here we go.
What shirt are you gonna buy her?
None. let's say, hey, this is the first time I've thought about this, to be honest with you. I'm just excited about the game. I'm going to go with the team with the best quarterback. So I'm going to go with Baltimore in this one. Their defense is stout. I think they can put enough pressure on Brock Purdy.
Wait, Baltimore?
What did I say?
You said Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl.
He's got baby brain. We'll let him scratch that.
Did I really say that?
Oh my God. You said Baltimore.
Hey, delete the whole thing.
Nah, I like it. You got baby brain.
You might want to edit that shit.
I know. And one of my quarterback is Mahomes on one of them too. So like I'm tripping, right?
Do a brother a favor and edit that shit.
I haven't thought about this shit at all. But the team with the best quarterback is going to win still. So Mahomes, I give it to Mahomes, and I can't even riff right now.
I like it because if Taylor wins, then World War III is going to start. So, yeah, it's definitely going to happen. Kevin, where are you at?
I think Ridley's going to go to the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs are going to win because the NFL wants them to.
Oh, stop script with that shit.
No, it's only semi-scripted. It's not fully scripted.
it's like a
But I do want the 49ers to win because I love Brock Purdy.
No, you don't. Come on.
I love Brock Purdy because Brock Purdy brought me a championship in our league.
All right.
I'll allow it then. I'll allow it.
Yeah. Suck on that.
Brock Purdy killed Trey Lance, man, and I don't love him. Oh, I never will. Yeah.
Still hanging on to them shares.
He was not given a fair shake, dude. I'll die on that mountain.
The Ravens ended up getting Tyler Linderbaum after another trade for their Hollywood Brown pick. So not too shabby on their part.
No. That'll
play. One of the best centers in the league.
Yeah. So I would like them to pose for a poster if he comes back to to Baltimore.
No, that'd be fun.
That would be awesome. All right, who's your pick, Sean?
Super Bowl. I got a lot of friends that are Chiefs fans, so I'll be pulling for the Chiefs. I echo the sentiment that the best quarterback's going to win, and in this case, that's absolutely Mahomes. And also, it'd be fun to have the people that are all up in arms about Taylor Swift for being on TV for 24 seconds of a game to get mad about it again. So, yeah, fuck those people. Go Chiefs.
That's awesome.
I love all those sentiments, but I'm still having a hard time with Brittany Mahomes. So in that aspect, I'm picking the 49ers. and I even hate Brock Purdy. But I think there's a recipe there where they can do it.
Well, they showed you the recipe. It was the last time the two of them played in the Super Bowl. That's the recipe for beating them is you have the front four absolutely destroy the offensive line and get pressure. And then you drop seven against Mahomes and make it so he can't just run around and do stupid shit and throw it deep to somebody. That's the recipe. But I'm concerned that they don't have – I mean, they've still got Bosa, who's an absolute wrecker. On the other side, you got Chase Young, who's out there playing for glory sacks instead of actually trying to play football.
Playing for a contract.
I would not touch with a 10-foot pole, by the way. I really hope the Bears aren't looking at him for their next defensive end.
No, I don't think so.
Well, they traded for his teammate,
7 minutes since you mentioned the Bears, so that was good that we got that.
Bears, and I wonder how healthy their D tackles are because they haven't had quite the push that you would expect from that talent on the inside. It's really been, especially in the last two games of the playoffs, it's been Bosa on the outside or nothing. And if that's what it's going to be in the Super Bowl, that's going to be tough for them to have that same outcome that they had in the previous Super Bowl. So I'll say Chiefs in a high scoring game.
That's all I want. I just want it to be fun. I really kind of hate both of these teams. So I really don't care who wins, but I just want to hate fun.
Both of these teams.
Yeah. I really actually hated the playoffs this year.
I really?
Yeah. I don't like Detroit. I don't like, I really didn't like any of the teams in there. Once Houston lost, I really could give a shit about anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
I was rooting for Detroit because I have a lot of friends that are Lions fans as well. So they're kind of the Bears fans, like the new Bears fans. So we've long suffered. They've long suffered. I was hoping that they would actually get one tossed their way, but no, they're Browns fans.
I was with you, Sean.
You guys are so sweet. Nah, that was heartbreaking.
That was heartbreaking to watch them lose.
I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Oh my goodness.
I really want the 49ers.
We got Dr. Evil over here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The comeback was great. I loved every second of it. And
he's all about the 28-3 score.
They don't have it, man. And until they get rid of Campbell, it's not going to happen. They're going to have to overcome him by getting one more weapon, even on top of the weapons they have.
They need more testosterone is what they need. They just don't have enough tea. They need to cut their punter and just go straight offensive line the whole time. Straight T. That is the only way to win in Detroit under Campbell.
Yeah. No. I hate it all of them. I'm Texans was it. Texans are bust, and once they lost, that was it for me. I did like Tampa for a second because I like the Baker Sons, but he was really the only player I like on that team. So I was just hating on everything, hating on this season, hating on everybody that got injured, hating on my fantasy. Damn. How I'm gonna wrap up this thing. My fantasy.
You were so angry.
I was.
You're a salty bitch, aren't you?
By the end of the season, I was so angry at everybody. And
it's so not you, Ryan. It's so not you.
I know.
It's so not you.
And I love Puka.
You're like dark Brandon.
Exactly. I love Puka so much, and I loved watching him get. And I was like, fuck it. I hope the Rams lose too. And I hope everybody loses. And there's two teams playing, and I hope they can both lose. And I've not felt this pro season at all. So
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna hug you next time.
That's the thing. I feel great, and I love football. But for some reason, this postseason just hasn't been it, man. I don't know what it is, but no. I want a whole. Maybe it is the Chiefs, dude. Maybe it's just I'm sick of them. And since they've been so prominent throughout it, and it's not even I love Taylor Swift, and I love that whole aspect of it, and I love that it's pissing people off. I just don't like the team. I don't like Patrick Mahomes. I don't like his wife. There's nobody in the wide receiver core that I like. Like Pacheco's kind of cool, but and I'm tired of seeing them back there. I want new blood, but I don't want it to be from Detroit. So that explains nothing. And on that note, that's how I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much. We're hitting like hour 7 on this fantasy podcast, so we're gonna wrap it up now. Love you all. Go halftime show.
Go nobody.
Deuces. I just want to see Ludacris. I want to see someone from Champagne get on the halftime show, and that's on end. Pay Productions. Luda from Champaign, Illinois, going to be the first Champagniac on the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Peace.